Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters and friends.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the burning city.
今天早上要与大家分享的题目是烈火焚城。
If you look at the news for the past week, that the headline is the fire burning in Los Angeles.
如果你有关注过去这一周的新闻，就可以看到头条新闻就是大火焚烧着洛杉矶。
That the fire has been raging in the LA areas.
就是有一场森林大火从洛杉矶开始烧起来。
Right now, more than 15,000 structures were burned down.
现在已经超过15,000栋房屋损毁。
27 people dead, confirmed.
已经证实有27人死亡。
And then 30 some people are still missing.
还有三十几个人是失踪的。
At the moment that we are speaking right now, the fire is still burning in many areas.
在我们现在还在讲话的这个时刻，其实还有多处的大火正在烧着。
Wow. If you look at the news, reason, of course, wildfire happen every single year.
当然，我们知道森林大火在每年的夏天都会燃起。
But now it seems that it's getting more and more serious.
可是现在看起来是越来越严重了。
In the past, it burned only the forest.
因为以前是在森林里面才会烧起来。
But now it's come to the city.
现在已经逼近城市里了。
Like 2 years ago in Hawaii, in Maui, the whole, almost most of the town were burned down.
就像在两年前在夏威夷的毛伊岛也是有这个小镇被烧毁。
The tourist area, the paradise concerned by many people were destroyed.
观光客喜欢去的观光圣地也被烧毁。
Last year, our gem of national park Jasper were also burned down.
去年我们亚伯达省的 Jasper 也被烧了。
It's a holiday destination, but now it's totally different.
本来是度假天堂，可是现在看起来是景物全非。
And now Los Angeles.
现在轮到洛杉矶。
And then this time it happened in the rich area near Hollywood.
这次甚至是在这个富人区发生的。
And then many people, multi-million-dollar mansion plus normal houses also were burned down.
这次燃烧的是超过很多栋上百万的房屋，还有普通的平房被烧。
And of course, people are discussing what are the major cause of this kind of big fire.
当然，事后大家都会猜想或是调查这场火到底是怎么起的。
Some people blame it on climate change.
有些人觉得是这个地球暖化的关系。
Yes, because LA has been, even California has been super dry for months and sometimes even for years.
是的，过去这几个月甚至是几年，其实加州都是非常缺水的状态。
And plus, there was a major huge wind in this time in the year.
再加上今年吹着非常强烈的风。
Well, December not supposed to be the month for wildfire in the past.
其实十二月是不应该烧起森林大火的月份。
Supposed to be a little bit of rain in California.
在加州这时候应该要下点小雨才对。
However, the climate change contribute.
可是因为全球的气候变化。
Some people blame it on the government.
也有人是怪政府。
Because there's no coordination, the reservoir is running dry.
因为这个要抢救的这个行动太过迟缓。
And then also the fire hydrant, when the firefighter needed the most, there was no water in the hydrant.
也有消防车来到现场却没有水可以用的窘况。
So some people blame it on the government.
所以也有人怪政府。
So the fire cannot be contained at the very beginning.
所以在大火一开始烧起来的时候没有全然控制。
It become out of control.
到最后就失控了。
But from a spiritual standpoint,
可是从我们属灵的层面来看
，Because we know the truth, we know what God's plan for humankind and also human history.
因为我们知道真理，也知道神对人类的这个拯救。
Could this kind of increasing natural disaster pointing toward a divine message that God tried to send to the world?
这样的天灾有没有可能是神向世人显示出他的这个讯息呢
？Today we look from the Bible perspective about.The example of city burning.
今天我们要从圣经来看，如果有一座城就这样被烧了，是怎么样的
？Look back in the history, what message that God was sending to the world?
看向历史里面，如果有这样一座城被烧了，到底神在说什么呢
？And of course, the most famous example of the city burning, burned down to ashes, was Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们知道，在圣经里最有名，因为大火而被烧成灰烬的城，就是索多玛跟俄摩拉城。
And looking back in the Bible, we can tell that it is a very big alarm to the people in the end time.
我们可以看见，这是神给末世的人一个非常大的警醒。
First, let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
第一个，我们先来翻到创世纪的十八章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.
创世纪十八章二十节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Genesis 18, verse 20.
创世纪十八章二十节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because the sin is very grave. 21.
二十一节。
I'll go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the outcry against it has come to me, and if not, I will know. Here the Bible recorded God said the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was very great. I've heard about it.
这里圣经记载，神说索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我。
And then God said, I will go down and take a look myself.
神说我现在要下去亲自的看一看。
Well, actually, God doesn't need to go down to know because God is everywhere, even he can know everything in heaven.
当然神不需要亲自下凡来看一看，因为他在天上什么都看得见。
He just wants to give Sodom and Gomorrah a last chance.
他只是想要给这两座城一个最后的警告。
Because if you go down, it's different. They react differently. They behave differently. Maybe God will not punish them.
可能在最后他们收到这个警告之后，他们改变，可能结局就不一样。
So God appeared as human being.
所以神就像人这样的出现。
And then with angels, three of them, and then went down to Sodom and Gomorrah.
神和天使一起下去，三个人一起下去的，靠近这两座城。
But what God see in Sodom and Gomorrah is exactly what he has heard.
可是当神看见是跟这个声闻于他的这个情形是一模一样的。
Well, before he go down, he told Abraham about his plan of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah.
在他要下去之前，他已经告诉亚伯拉罕他要做这件事。
And Abraham was pleading to God.
那亚伯拉罕就向神求。
Well, not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
请你不要毁灭这两座城。
Why?
为什么？
Well, Abraham knew in his heart because his relative, his nephew, Lot and his family was living in the city.
是因为亚伯拉罕的子子罗德和他的全家人都住在索多玛城里面。
So he was praying to God, intercede to him.
所以他就为了罗德来代求。
So keep praying for six times.
他为他们祷告了六次。
So at the end, God promised him.
最后神就应许他。
Verse 32. Let's read chapter 18, verse 32.
我们翻到十八章的三十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 32.
十八章三十二节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
Then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak out once more. Suppose ten should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of ten. God promised Abraham.
神在这里答应亚伯拉罕。
If I can find ten persons, which is right, righteous, which is doing the right thing in God's eyes.
如果我可以发现十个行神眼中看为义的义人。
This means ten persons is not wicked.
就是这十个不是恶人。
For the sake of ten persons, I'll spare the whole city.
就为了这十个好人，我会保护这个城市。
Okay, then God tried to look for these ten people.
那接下来神就要去寻找有没有十个人呢？
But he couldn't find ten persons who are righteous.
可是他其实找不到。
Now let's look at the geography. Where is Sodom and Gomorrah?
那我们现在来看看地理位置，到底索多玛、俄摩拉在哪里？
This lake in blue color is called the Dead Sea. It's a lake actually.
这个蓝色的湖就是我们称为死海的地方。
And the area circle, which could be the possible location of the ancient times Sodom and Gomorrah.
那被圈起来圆形的部分就很有可能是古城索多玛跟俄摩拉的所在地。
These two cities before they were destroyed, they were very high in business, in culture, and civilization.
在被毁灭之前，这两座城都有高度文明。
Just like that, that's why Lot, when he saw these two cities, he gradually moved in because he knows there's more development there, more chance to earn money there.
这就是为什么罗德看见这个城市这么多的商业机会，还有很发达，所以他就渐渐的挪移帐篷，直到这个城市。
But we know when more people gather, there are also more crime and more sin.
我们知道当人聚集越来越多的地方就有可能有更高的犯罪率。
The Bible did not exactly record what kind of sin of Sodom and Gomorrah.
虽然圣经没有直接的记载索多玛跟俄摩拉城到底有什么样的罪恶。
But if you look at the whole recording of chapter 19,
可是如果我们看看十九章整个的章节在记载，
we can kind of see that there's a few things that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they were sinful of.
我们就可以不难猜出在索多玛跟俄摩拉到底里面是有什么样的罪恶。
First of all, they have no love, they have no hospitality.
第一个是他们没有爱。
Let's look at chapter 19.
第十九章。
Chapter 19, huh? 19, verse 1.
第一节,
chapter 19, let's read Genesis chapter 19, verse 1.
我们请读创世纪十九章第一节。
1, 2, 3.
一起读。那两个天使晚
上
到了
索多
玛，罗德正正坐在
索
多玛城
门
口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
Okay, look at these two angels, huh?
我们看看这两个天使。
So they arrived Sodom.
当他们到了索多玛。
Nobody accept them into their house.
那没有人接待他们。
In the ancient time, if you are a traveler, if you're a foreigner, you go to a place, people usually will take you to his house so that you will not stay outside over the night.
在古代，如果有一些外来者，他们来到一个陌生的地方，通常那个地方乡村的人就会接待他们进家里，不要让他们在外面过夜。
These two angels staying there.Every evening until now it's dark, but nobody take them into their house.
可是那两个天使在傍晚来到这座城，结果没有人接待他们。
Of course, they appear in human form, just like a normal person.
当然，他们就像个普通人这样出现。
But nobody take care of them.
没有人照顾他们。
But fortunately, you know, Lot saw them sitting on the square outside. Oh, he invite them to their house.
所以罗德看见，那罗德就接待他们。
So after they settled down in Lot's house,
那之后在他们在罗德家安顿下来
，something very wicked, very bad happened.
之后就有坏事发生。
Let's read verse 4.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
One, two, three. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. Wow, that caused a commotion.
那这个地方就他们就围起来这个。
Wow! Suddenly, whole town people all come surrounding Lot's house.
并且是城里各处的人，连老带少。
Why? Why they all come?
为什么他们全部都这样做呢
？He said, "Old and young, not only old, not only middle age, but even young children. Everyone, come out."
这里讲到不是只有一个年纪的人，而是连老带少所有的男人。
They surrounded the house of Lot.
他们都来围住罗德的房子。
Well, it's not that they come to welcome these two men or bring food or try to get to know them in talk. No, it's not like that.
并不是他们突然很热情，想要来接待这两个人，或者是想要来认识他们。
What do they want to do?
他们究竟想要做什么
？Let's read verse 5.
我们来读第五节。
Verse 5.One, two, three. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. Now, this is the crazy part. What does this crowd want to do to the angels?
Of course,
they didn't know they are angels. They just look at these two men, maybe very handsome.
他们当然不知道这两个人是天使，他们可能看见长得外表非常好看的两个年轻人。
When angel appear, of course, in a human form, he can make himself look quite handsome, quite normal.
当然，天使要呈现人的样子，可能会长得很好看。
So, but these people have wicked thoughts.
可是这些人却有邪恶的想法。
He said, "Bring them out so that we can know them."
他说，把他们带出来，任我们所为。
Well, in the original text, the meaning of to know them mean to have sex.
在原文上面说任我们所为，其实是要与他们发生性行为。
They want to have homosexual sex with these two men, these two angels.
他们想要与这两个年轻人发生同性的性行为。
Wow, this is crazy.
这是非常疯狂的。
Wow, you can see the homosexuality already is very common in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们可以看见在索多玛跟俄摩拉这两座城，同性恋的行为已经是非常普遍了。
And there was already a lot of adultery behavior.
在那里有很多的奸淫的事情发生。
It's become normal.
已经变得很平常了。
But so homosexuality also was socially accepted.
那同性恋的行为也是为社会所接受。
But not only that.
不止这样
they will force themselves into someone who doesn't want to follow them.
他们还会逼迫别人不想做的人跟他们一起。
They want to force Lot to bring these two visitors to come out to so that they can have sex with them.
现在他们就逼迫罗德把家里两个客人交出来，任他们所为。
Of course, Lot didn't want to comply.
当然，罗德不愿。
Right, Lot, verse 6.
第六节。
Let's read.
一起读。
One, two, three. So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him. And verse 7.
第七节。
And said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly." Wow, not knowing that they are very wicked. They shouldn't be doing this.
他们并不知道自己正在做邪恶的事。
Wow, This kind of forcing other people to have sex, especially homosexual sex, is very bad. It's wicked.
这种逼迫别人跟他们从事性行为，特别是同性恋的性行为，这是非常可恶的。
Of course, even heterosexual sex, even force people, is rape. It's also bad.
当然，如果你是强迫别人，就是强暴，也是罪恶。
So, Lord, who know God, who fear God, tell them don't do this.
所以罗德是一个敬畏神的人，告诉他们不要这样做。
So, what kind of sin that Sodom and Gomorrah had?
所以到底索多玛、俄摩拉城到底有什么的罪
？Of course, they are cruelty.
我们知道他们很残酷。
They are violent.
也很很多的暴力行为。
And they are adulterous.
还有奸淫。
And they are very, very proud.
他们也很骄傲。
Because they don't listen to Lot.
因为他们最后也没有听罗德的。
They should have listened to Lot and go home and don't do this kind of things.
他们应该停止，然后听罗德的话回家。
But what did they say?
可是他们说什么
？Let's read verse 9.
我们来读第九节。
One, two, three. And they said, "Stand back."
又说
then they said,
这个人来寄居，
this one came to stay here,
还想要做官呢。现在我们要害你，比害
他们更甚。Now we'll deal with you,
众人就向前涌起罗德，
so they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door wall.How terrible these people are.
我们看看这群人多么的可恶。
They don't listen. They don't repent.
他们并不听，也不悔改。
They don't feel shameful. They don't feel bad about what they are about to do.
也不觉得自己即将要做的事情有什么可耻的。
But they want to do something worse.
他们现在想要做更糟糕的事。
He said, "This guy come here want to be this. You are foreigner. You want to be a judge?"
他们说，你这个人是来这里做客的，你居然现在想当我们的官啊。
Because Lot is not from here, he's from outside.
因为罗德不是从小在这里长大，他是从别的地方搬进来的。
He said, you want to be a judge?
他说，你想当我们的官吗？
You want to tell us what to do?
你要告诉我们什么可以做吗？
Now we'll do worse with you.
现在我们要害你比害他们更甚。
What does it mean?
那什么意思？
They want to gang rape Lot.
他们想要轮暴罗德。
Lot was an old man already.
这时候罗德已经年纪大了。
He's not even a fine, handsome young man.
也不是一个外表英俊的年轻人。
But they say now we want to revenge. We want to do this to you worse than these two men.
可是现在他们却说我们要害你比害他们更甚。
I heard that if you are put into the prison, you suffer now in USA.
我听说在美国，如果你被关到监狱里面
，especially if you're young, you look normal, you look handsome.
如果你是年轻人，长得又不错
，if you are put into a male prison, you are done.
那如果你被关到这个男人的这个监狱里面，你就糟了。
Because other inmates may gang rape you.
因为别人会轮暴你。
Some inmates were gang raped to the point that they commit suicide.
有些人因为遭到这样的轮暴而自杀。
But 2,000 years ago, it happened in Sodom already.
可是，在3000多年前，在索多玛城已经这样发生。
They want to harm Lot. They want to gang rape Lot, and even eventually want to kill him.
他们想要轮暴罗德，最后想要杀了他。
How can human being become like this?
人类怎么可以到达这样的境地呢
？Worse than a dog. A dog will not do this. A lion will not do this.
是比牲畜更不如。
Right? Lion will not, or dog will not do this to kill other breed because of this kind of behavior.
因为狗或者是狮子也不会做这样的事情。
But human being would do it.
可是人类会这样做。
Because human were controlled by sin.
因为人是被罪恶所控制的。
If not angels, save Lot.
如果不是天使拯救罗德。
On that night, Lot will be gang raped and then was killed. And his whole family will be killed.
在那个晚上，罗德会被轮暴，最后被杀，甚至他的全家人都可能遭殃。
But now, the angels have confirmed this city is too wicked.
所以现在天使已经确定这个城已经没救了。
So God has to carry out his plan.
所以神就要继续进行他的计划
to destroy the city.
要毁灭这两座城
Let's read verse 13.
我们来读十三节
Chapter 19 verse 13.
十九章十三节
Let's read together.
一起读
For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the Lord and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Now the angels confirm the city has to be destroyed.
这时候，天使已经确认了这座城是要被烧掉的。
But God also tells the angels that you have to save Lot and his family.
可是神也告诉天使，你要把罗德和他家人救出来。
So in that night, the angels force and Lot and his whole family out, bring them out.
所以在那一个晚上，两个天使就半推半就的把罗德全家人拉出来。
Because without them going out, the angels cannot do his work to destroy the city.
因为他们没有人离开的话，神就没有办法执行这个计划。
So eventually, Lot was relocated, was left the city.
所以最后罗德和他的家人就被带出来。
Now, how did the city was destroyed?
那这两座城市最后怎么被毁灭的呢？
Let's read chapter 19, verse 23.
我们来读十九章的二十三节。
19, verse 23.
第十九章二十三节。
Let's read loud together.
我们大家一起大声读。
The sun has risen upon the earth when Lot enters Sodom. 24.
二十四节。
Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens.God used a very unique way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神用一个很特别的方法来毁灭这两座城。
God used fire to burn down these two cities.
直接从天上降火下来烧了它。
It rained brimstone and fire.
不只有火，还有硫磺。
Oh, what is brimstone?
那硫磺是什么？
Brimstone is an element in the natural world. It can be burned, can cause burning.
硫磺是自然界的一种燃烧物质。
This is a picture of a brimstone, of a sulfur, of a sulfur, crystallized sulfur.
这个是
硫磺呢？
一个结晶的硫磺。
It has not been burned yet.
还没有被烧过。
But if you burn it,
可是一旦你烧火的话
，it can generate high temperature.
那就可以导致非常高的温度。
The temperature of melting point of a sulfur only 115 degree can melt it.它的
燃点是在115度，
熔点
在115度。
But it, when it boils, it can raise to 444 degrees.
可是当它开始燃烧，最后会导致444度。
If you burn the sulfur, it will give you blue flame, just like what you burn the natural gas.
并且燃烧起来是蓝色的火焰。
If you burn a wood, it only gives you a yellow flame.Which is not that high in temperature.
如果你是烧木材的话，因为温度没有那么高，所以是红色的火焰。
If you burn charcoal, it only gives you a blue, a red flame.
如果烧炭也是一样。
But when you burn a sulfur,
可是如果你烧硫磺
，it can give you blue flame.
可以给你带来蓝色的火焰。
More than 400 degrees Celsius.
是超过400度的高温。
And the Bible recorded, wow, it rained down from the heaven.
那圣经也记载，硫磺跟火都同时从天上降下。
And fall on every structure.
所以它是放在掉在每一栋建筑物上。
And every structure started to burn.
所以每一栋建筑物都开始燃烧。
And it's in the middle of the night. People cannot escape.
并且是在晚上，所以人没有办法逃脱。
And it's too so fast.
而且也是大火来得非常快。
And it's everywhere.
而且是遍及全部的地方。
So the judgment of God has come down to these two cities.
所以神的审判就直接降临了。
God has given them chance and chance to repent.
因为神有给他们最后一个机会来悔改。
Even the last chance sent these two angels to test whether they will behave differently.
用最后的机会来确认他们是不是会悔改，改变行为。
But they wanted even to rape these two angels and kill Lot.
可是他们却想要强暴罗德，并且杀了他。
So God has mercy.
所以神是有怜悯的神。
God is very long-suffering.
神是愿意忍耐等待的神。
At a certain point, when people do not repent,
可是到了某一个点，当他看到人没有要悔改的意思，
God's mercy will be exhausted and His judgment will come.
神的审判就会来到。
You cannot just talk say, "Oh, God is love. God is love. You can do whatever you want."
所以我们不能只是告诉别人神是爱，你要做什么都可以。
God is love, but you have to repent.
神是爱，但是你要悔改。
Give you time, give you chance to repent.
神给你时间，给你机会来悔改。
But if you don't repent,
可是如果你不听，
at the end, judgment will come.
在最后，审判就会临到。
So this fire destroys Sodom and Gomorrah is a judgment to them.
这个毁灭两座城的大火就是神的审判临到。
Well, some people think the Bible, all this is a fiction. How can that happen?
有人看圣经可能觉得说这很像小说情节吧，怎么可能发生呢？
How can suddenly rain sulfur from the sky?
怎么可能真的有火跟硫磺从天上掉下来呢？
Well, we didn't know how and where.
我们是不知道在什么情况下。
Some people say maybe there's some volcano eruption. Suddenly there's a lot of sulfur and fire came down.
有人说可能是火山爆发，所以有一些火花就这样喷过来。
That's totally possible, but we don't know how and where.
当然也是有可能的。
But now the archaeologists told us something very special.
可是现在的这个地理学家告诉我们
，They have gone to the area that we circle in the map.
他们去到我们刚刚在地图上看到圈出来的圆圈。
They have done some digging. They find some ancient remaining site.
他们挖掘之后发现有一些古。 古代古迹。
And then people lived there before, but suddenly the town or the structure was destroyed.
那边本来是有人居住的，可是突然就被毁灭了。
They find a lot of sulfur ball embedded in the destroyed building.
他们看到有很多的硫磺被卡在已经浑水的房屋里。
This kind of sulfur ball was burned, was cooked, was used.
这些硫磺是已经被烧过的硫磺。
If you look at this picture, the natural unburned sulfur is yellow.
我们可以看见还没有烧过的硫磺是黄色的。
They've already burned, it will appear a little bit whiter.
如果已经被烧过，就会显示出白色的。
But so many of them were founded on the site of ancient Sodom and Gomorrah.
那在索多玛跟俄摩拉的遗址上，他们发现了很多这样的硫磺球。
After it were burned, it will become more rounded.
在它烧完之后呢，就会变得比较圆的形状。
And stuck in those buildings on the ancient site.
并且是卡在这个浑水毁损的房屋上。
And not only one or two sulfur balls were found, there were numerous everywhere. So many of them were found.
而且他们不只找到一两个而已，他们找到很多。
It's real. Even today, if you go there, you can dig some.
这是真的。如果你今天到了那个遗址，你也是可以发现这些的。
They appear in different sizes.
他们是有不同的这个尺寸。
Wow, some archaeologists, they are very interested. Some Bible scholars, they go there.
也有一些圣经的考古学家去到那里。
There was one guy who go there, take a video.
有一个人他去到那边并且拍了这个影片。
They grab one sulfur ball.
他们把一个这个卡在墙上的这个硫磺球拿出来。
And use the lighter to burn it, see whether it can be burning.
用打火机来烧它，看看能不能烧得起来。
Still can be burned.
结果还是可以燃烧起来。
Where does all this sulfur ball come down from?
那到底这一些硫磺从哪里来的呢？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But one thing you know.
只有一件事。
From heaven.
可能是天上来的。
It's from heaven. 100% from heaven, just like what the Bible said.
因为圣经告诉我们是100%从天上掉下来。
And the two cities on by the side of Red Sea, I mean the Dead Sea, was destroyed.
这两个城就是在死海旁边的城就这样被烧毁了。
The city were burning the whole night and everything was destroyed.
烧了整个晚上，然后两座城就这样没有了。
So what does it tell us?
所以到底这一段告诉我们什么？
When God is angry,
当神愤怒的时候，
fire can happen and burn down city.
大火是可以将城烧灭的。
Second example.
第二个例子，
Even within the camp of Israel when they were in the wilderness,
就算以色列人在旷野里也曾经这样发生。
Because they make God very angry.
因为他们让神非常的愤怒。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
我们来翻到民数记的十一章。
Numbers 11 verse 1.
民数记十一章第一节。
Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 1.
民数记第十一章第一节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章第一节。
One, two, three. Now, when the people complained, it displeases the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them, and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. The people of Israel, since they left Egypt,In the wilderness, they keep complaining.
在以色列人离开埃及之后，来到旷野地，他们整天都在埋怨。
Of course, the road is not easy.
当然，路不太好走。
But God is leading them.
可是神在前头引领着他们。
The food is boring. Every day is eating manna.
当然，食物也没那么好吃，因为每天都是吃玛纳。
Well, according to the Bible, it is good, but because every single day, every single meal you eat it.
其实圣经说这个是蛮好吃的食物，只是因为你每一餐都吃这个。
People feel bored.
你就觉得无聊了。
And they complain.
然后他们就开始抱怨。
And the weather is hot, they complain.
天气热也抱怨。
Water is not there, sometimes they complain.
找不到水喝也抱怨。
The road is hard, they complain.
路不好走也抱怨。
Right, I think sometimes Canada, we have a complaint culture, right? Oh, it's not happy, call the customer service line, complain.
其实在加拿大也有这个抱怨的文化，因为我们只要觉得有任何的怨言，我们就可以打电话去客服中心。
Parents complain to the teacher.
父母打电话抱怨老师。
Of course, sometimes you have to complain.
当然有的时候你是要告诉他们的。
But in our life, if you complain in every single thing in your life, it's not good.
可是如果在生活当中你每一件事都要抱怨，这就不好了。
If you complain to your loved one,
如果你抱怨你身边爱你的人。
If you use the way to complain to communicate your needs, it's not good.
如果你讲话的口气，每一句都是用抱怨的口气在说。
If you complain against God, that is worst.
如果你是埋怨神，那就更糟了。
God has a plan for you, don't complain.
因为神在你身上有他的计划。
Wait for God.
要耐心等待。
But they keep complaining.
可是他们一直的埋怨。
More than 10 times.
超过十次。
Now God is angry.
现在神就生气了。
Do you know, brother and sister, God can be angry.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？神是会生气的神。
You don't see him, but doesn't mean he will not get angry.
你没有看见他，不代表他不会生气。
Sometimes we think we don't see him, he don't see you.
我们有时候以为我们看不见神，神也看不见我。
You think whatever you do, he doesn't react.
你以为你做什么事，他也没反应。
No, God has emotion.
不是的，神是有情绪的神。
Just like you can be angry, God also can be angry.
就像你会生气，他也会发怒。
But God will not be angry for no reason.
可是神不会无端端的就生气了。
When God's angry, there must be something going on in your life. You make him angry.
如果神生气，就表示你做了什么事惹他发怒。
So God was angry. His fire was burning against the people.
所以当神怒气发作，就有火在他们中间焚烧。
Consume in the outskirts of the camp.
并且直烧到营的边界。
Well, there's nothing to be burned, to be honest.
其实如果没有什么可以让它继续烧下去的这个助燃的东西。
In the wilderness, what can be burned?
因为在旷野地有什么东西可以烧呢？
But some fire just appear.
可是火就直接出现了。
He says the fire of the Lord.
这里讲的是神的火。
In the outskirt.
烧到营的边界。
If the fire continues to burn inside, the whole millions of people will be dead.
如果火一直往营这边来烧的话，那几百万人就活不了了。
Because where do they get water to put out the fire?
因为他们去哪里拿水要来浇灭这些火呢？
There's no firefighter. There's no water.
那里没有水，也没有消防员。
But the people know they have done wrong.
这时候百姓知道自己做错事了。
Verse 2, let's read verse 2.
所以我们来读第二节。
Verse 2, 1, 2, 3.
第二节。
Then the people cried out to Moses. Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. God is still have mercy.
神是有怜悯的神。
God didn't want to destroy his people.
神没有要毁灭他的百姓。
God just want to remind them.
他只是想要提醒他们。
So when the people repented, cry out.
所以当人开始悔改。
Moses prayed.
摩西祈求。
Well, Moses has no water.
因为摩西也没有水。
He didn't have a firefighter department.
他也没有一个消防局。
But he know if you sin against God, if this is from God, then we can only repent to God.
可是他非常清楚，如果这个火是从神而来，我们唯一能做的就是向神悔改。
And thank God, God hear his prayer, and the fire was quenched.
感谢神，神听了他们的祷告，火就熄了。
So this tells us this can happen.
所以这告诉我们，这种事是可以发生的。
Do not think things happen in our life is only global warming, natural disaster, just by chance.
所以不要以为我们身边发生的天灾人祸都是 一些气候改变或者是一些自然因素。
Yes, sometimes it can be. It can have contribution.
是的，有时候是有这些侧面的原因。
But if it keep happening,
可是如果一直在这样发生
，it happen more and more frequent,
并且是越来越经常发生
，and then more and more serious,
而且越来越严重。
Then the people in this world should better think what is the message being brought to us.
那世人就最好想一想，到底神在说什么。
Another example.
那另外一个例子。
In the book of Amos.
是在阿摩斯书。
In a vision, God told prophet Amos what God is about to do.
在一个异象里面，神告诉阿摩斯先知到底他要做什么。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 7 verse 4.
我们来看看阿摩斯书的第七章第四节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 4.
阿摩斯书第七章第四节。
The book of Amos chapter 7 verse 4.
阿摩斯书第七章第四节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Thus the Lord God showed me. Behold, the Lord God called conflict by fire. It consumed the great deep and defiled the territory. In a vision, God told Amos.
在异象当中，神告诉阿摩斯。
Amos was a prophet in the northern kingdom, Israel.
这时候，阿摩斯是北国以色列的先知。
The kingdom of Israel was very wicked.
这时候，以色列国非常的软弱。
They have deserted the true God.
他们已经离弃真神。
They keep worshiping idols.
一直在拜偶像。
They keep having a lot of sin, just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
一直在犯罪，就像索多玛跟俄摩拉一样。
So in a vision, God told Amos, "I'm going to burn the whole Israel down."
所以在异象当中，神告诉阿摩斯，我想要把地烧灭。
They are too wicked.
因为他们太罪恶了。
But Amos was praying, intercession.
可是阿摩斯一直为以色列国来祷告。
You know, sometimes we should pray to the well.
有时候
pray for the well.
我们也是要为这个世界来祷告。
Even this world is so wicked.
因为这个世界非常罪恶。
But we should pray that God give us more chance.
可是我们要求神赐给我们还有这个世界再多一些机会。
Give us more time.
给我们多一点时间。
Just like Amos told God.
就这样，阿摩斯告诉神。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Let's read.
我们一起读第五节。
Then I said, O Lord God, cease, I pray. Oh, that Jacob may stand, for he is small. He prayed to God, please do not burn down Israel, do not burn down Jacob.
他这里告诉神，求神能够止息愤怒，不要烧灭以色列。
How they are small, they are weak. How can they handle this?
因为他们微弱，如何能站立得住呢？
This is your people.
这是你的百姓。
Please do not burn them down.
请你不要烧灭他们。
And God listened to Amos' prayer.
后来神就听了阿摩斯的祷告。
Okay, I'm not burning them down.
好，我不烧灭他们。
So sometimes we have to pray for the world.
所以我们有时候是要为这个世界来祷告。
When we announce pray for the fire, what does it mean?
有时候我们告诉大家，请为这个火灾来祷告。
For the past 2 weeks, we have been announcing pray for the fire in LA.
过去这两周，我们都已经宣布要为这个加州的大火来祷告。
But what is in your mind? What is your prayer?
那到底在你头脑里面祷告时候说什么呢？
Of course, we hope that, you know, right now the fire, nothing can contain it until divine, until God's hand. God's hand involved.
我们知道现在这场大火已经大到除非神出手要不然是停不下来的状态。
Because there's no water, no amount of water is big enough to put off this fire.
因为水量远远不足以扑灭这场火。
The area is too big.
因为那个地区烧毁的范围太大。
Just like last year in Canada.
就像去年在加拿大。
In the summertime, there's thousands of wildfire happening everywhere.
在夏天的时候超过上千处起火点。
How can you put them off?
你要如何扑灭这场火呢？
Unless the weather cool down.
除非这个天气慢慢变冷。
Unless there's some rain.
除非下雨。
How can the fire can be put down?
火是如何能熄灭呢？
You know, right, why the fire in LA was so spreading so fast?
那这次为什么火在加州烧得这么快呢？
The key is the wind.
这个重点是因为风。
Not only because of no water.
不只是因为没有水。
The wind were blowing last week. The wind were blowing 120 kilometers per hour.
我们知道上个礼拜吹在加州的风速是一个小时120公里。
Just like hurricane, just like the typhoon coming.
就像台风来一样的那样的风速。
And the fire spreading like crazy with the wind.
那火就跟着风一起往旁边带。
So how can anyone put off this kind of fire? No one can put off this kind of fire.
所以这个时候消防员也没有办法做什么。
Unless the wind die down.
所以除非风停下来。
Unless the weather cool down.
除非这个气温下降
or even better, some rain come down.
或者更好的就是下一场大雨
Just like last year, after the end of the summer, weather cooled down. There's not much wind, and then the firefighter is able to contain it.
就像去年夏天因为温度下降，那这时候消防员才有办法进去救火。
And one thing good about Canada is our winter is really cold. So this kind of weather, really cold, the fire cannot burn.
那加拿大有一点好处就是因为冬天非常的寒冷所以在十二月的加拿大是不太可能起火的
so, unless the mercy of God came down,
所以除非神的这个恩典还有慈爱临到
otherwise this world will be destroyed
不然这个世界就会这样被烧毁
and of course eventually it will destroy
当然最后这个世界是会被烧毁的
we want God to give us more time, more chance
可是我们希望神可以给我们更多的时间还有机会。
So when we announce prayer, that means we have to announce the people have to repent.
所以当我们说要请大家为火灾祷告的时候，其实就是请大家要悔改。
The whole people, the whole country, everywhere in the world have to pray for mercy and forgiveness.
全人类、全国家都是要求神的怜悯。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8.
我们翻到列王记上的第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上第八章
First Kings chapter 8 verse 35
第三十五节
First Kings chapter 8 verse 35
列王记上第八章三十五节
Let's read together
我们大家一起读
Chapter 8 verse 35
第八章三十五节
When the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because they are sin against you And when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from the sin because you afflicted them. Verse 36.
36节,
then here in heaven, forgive the sin of your servant, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk and send rain on your land which you have given to your people as inheritance. Pray for rain. Pray for mercy.
祷告, 求神降雨,
pray God to heal the land.
求神能够垂听,
because this world has sinned against God. So God withhold rain.
所以神就不降雨,
and then the whole land is dry.
那地就非常的干裂,
and then easy to burn.
之后就很容易烧起来,
Now, recently, there's a news in the internet.
最近在网上还有另外一个新闻,
people put two things together.
有人把这两件事放在一起,
Hollywood, the film industry, they mock God.
好莱坞的这个电影制业者,
it's real because one week before the fire happened, there was a Golden Globe event, a ceremony in Los Angeles.
这是真的, 因为在大火发生之前的一个礼拜, 金球奖正要举行颁奖典礼。
Golden Globe event is also very important, a little bit lower than Oscar the awards, but also very important for the film industry.
金球奖对于电影制业者非常的重要, 相当于, 虽然不是像奥斯卡那么般出名,
but still very important.
可是也是非常的重要的。
A lot of movie stars are gathering, waiting for the awards.
有很多的电影明星, 还有导演, 他们会聚集, 要领奖。
But the officiator, the MC, officially, openly mock God.
可是他们的这个
主持人,
主持人公开的来, 取笑神,
they despise God openly.
他们看不起神, 并且是公开的。
They even declare, you know, Hollywood is a godless town. God is not here. God has no place is here.
甚至公开的说, 好莱坞就是没有神存在的地方。
And 1 week after,
在一个礼拜之后,
this fire happened.
大火就开始烧起来。
The term, the city Los Angeles, is Spanish word. It means the angels.
其实洛杉矶在这个西班牙文里面就是天使。
Angel, Los Angeles, angel, you look at the word, the Spanish word, it look like English too.
就是西班牙文,
the angels,
就是天使。
But now, not only Los Angeles, the whole country, the whole world become less and less religious, less and less fearing God.
可是现在不止在洛杉矶, 其实全世界都一样, 就是越来越没有把神看作一回事。
So not only LA,
所以不只是这个洛杉矶,
including Canada, including the whole world,
包括加拿大跟全世界,
if people departed from God,
如果人离神太远,
make laws which are against God,
甚至立法来这个阻挡神,
and then make the industry, film industry, make a lot of film which offend God and decline the moral standard,
并且拍了很多的视频或是影片电影来, 离开神的道。
You know, Los Angeles is very famous for a few things, but one of the most famous things is Hollywood.
我们知道洛杉矶有很多很有名的事物, 可是最有名的就是好莱坞。
It produces thousands of film, TV shows every year, export to the whole world.
他们每年都生产非常多的影片跟电影来传销全世界。
Most of the things you watch on Netflix, on whatever the big or the movie are from Hollywood.
大部分你所接触到的电影或者是影集都是从好莱坞出来的。
And other country movie industry copy the trend of the Hollywood.
然后别的国家他们就把好莱坞的这个成功典范抄回去自己的国家。
Of course, 60 years ago, Hollywood makes some good movie.
当然60年前可能好莱坞也是拍出一些不错的电影。
They make a lot of Bible movie, like Ten Commandments.
并且他们拍了一些圣经的影片, 包括像十诫这样的电影。
So to promote value, to promote moral, to promote faith.
他们在宣扬道德, 宣扬人性, 还有信仰。
But nowadays, what kind of movie or TV show Hollywood are making?
可是现在我们看看好莱坞到底在做什么样的电影跟影片呢?
It's all about sin.
通常都是跟罪恶有关系。
Not only adultery between men and women.
不只是, 男人与女人之间的奸淫。
Homosexual.
还有同性恋的故事,
violent killing, everything.
还有一些杀害或者是, 这个很残忍的影片,
and this export to the whole world.
并且这是传销到全世界。
Even Hollywood itself knows, describe itself, we are the Babylon.
就连好莱坞自己都说自己就是大巴比伦。
They admit it. They admit it is the Babylon.
他们承认自己就是巴比伦。
And it's just like what the Bible say.
就像圣经说。
So that's why this whole world is going to that direction.
所以其实全世界都在走向同一个方向。
This time is not the, this fire is not the end time fire. It's not going to burn the whole LA, of course.
这个大火当然不是世界级的大火，不会把整个洛杉矶都烧掉。
At some point, maybe a week or so, everything will die down.
可是在这个世界走到最尾端的时候
I mean, one or two weeks later, this LA fire may die down.
哦，可能在一两周之后，这个大火就会被熄灭。
Maybe the weather cool down, and then they control the fire.
可能他们可以控制火势，或者是这个气温下降。
But what has happened next to the world?
可是接下来世界会发生什么事呢？
The Bible already tells us.
圣经已经告诉我
God's wrath and judgment on the world is coming.
神的愤怒跟他的审判已经要临到。
It's coming.
已经要来了。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8.
我们看启示录第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 7.
第八章第七节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 7.
启示录第八章第七节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
The first angel sounded, and hell and fire followed, mingled with blood.And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass were burned up. When I was a kid, when I was a youth, when I look at this, I think it's maybe it's spiritual, symbolic, will not happen physically.
当我小时候或是年轻的时候读到这一段，我以为这个大概就是一个虚构的或者是一个想象的情节。
Or maybe a spiritual parable symbolize something else.
或是在属灵里面的一种象征。
It may not happen physically.
可能不会真的这样发生。
But now, the more I read it, I think that it could happen physically.
可是现在我越读越觉得这是可能在事实发生的事情。
If God wanted to happen,
如果神要这样发生。
If God wanted to send a message to the world,
如果神要给世人传达一个讯息。
If everywhere rained down hell and fire,
如果各处都有袍子与火掉下来。
How can human escape?
那如果那这样人要怎么逃脱呢
？It keep burning, or one third of the trees or the grass will be burned down.
因为就连地和树的三分之一都被烧了。
Or when you see more and more fire, more and more things happen, burn down more and more area, you got to notice the end time is coming.
如果你看见有越来越多处的地方被烧了，那你就要开始警戒，想想这句话了。
In 2023,
在2023年
，This is the chart of Canada wildfire.
这是有关于加拿大一个野火的表
Right, up to July in 2023.
是一直到记录到2023年的夏天
Wow, you know, there's so many area, almost 10 million in hectares were burned down.
已经超过1000万公顷的这个土地被烧掉了
So, it was 2023.
这是只有记录到2023年为止
Right, this is 10 million, we are talking 10 million hectares.In Canada, were burned down.
就是超过1000万的公顷的土地被烧掉了。
It was very bad. This is 2023.
这是2023.
2024.
那2024呢
？In Canada.
在加拿大。
Until July on that year, last year only.
只有记录去年。
So many areas also were burned down.
也有这么多地方被烧毁。
And this is last year graph. At the same time, all this fire happening.
那这些火就这样发生了。
Wow, sometimes I think, what does the message telling us?
到底神在说什么？
Maybe we should return to God.
我们应该是不是要回转归向神呢？
This morning when I skimmed the newspaper, I read something very sad, also very, very worried.
今天早上我大略翻一翻报纸，我看见非常令人担忧的事情。
In Ontario, it happened in Ontario, a small town.
是发生在安大略省的一个小镇。
A small town, the mayor and the town government was sued.
就是一个小镇的镇长，还有这个小镇的
市政府、镇政府、
镇政府被告。
The court ordered them to pay $10,000.
法院判他们要缴上一万块。
Why they were sued?
为什么他们被告呢
？Because there was a gay man.
因为有一个同性恋人。
He demanded the town to on June every year to declare it is a Pride Month.
他要求这个小镇跟其他的地方举行每年六月的这个同性恋节。
To announce this is a Pride Month.
并且宣告说这个是骄傲月。
And then demanded the town to put on rainbow flag.
也要求这个小镇处处挂上彩虹旗
to promote to recognize the LGBT rights
来宣扬这个同性恋的这个权益。
Oh, and then the town, they have meeting.
那这个小镇就开会了。
Three to two.
之后就三分之二。
Three vote against two vote, they declined this request.
最后就没有通过这个决议。
Because three against it, two agree.
因为有三个人，三票反对，两个人赞成。
So they don't want to do this flag and then to announce this is a Pride Month.
所以他们没有要宣扬这个是一个骄傲月，也没有要挂上彩虹旗。
They didn't do anything, say anything bad about those people.
他们并没有做一些对这个同性恋的这个不好的言行。
They didn't verbally say anything bad.
也没有说一些坏话。
But that gay man bring them to court.
可是后来这个人就把他们告上法庭。
And the court.And then the Human Rights Tribunal, 人权委员会 order them, you violate human rights, you have to pay $10,000.
那之后呢，这个人权委员会就要求他们说，因为你们违反人权，所以你们必须要拿出罚金一万块。
And the mayor have to pay $10,000.
所以这个镇长他就被罚要付钱。
Of course, the mayor appealed. We don't know what will happen eventually.
后来这个镇长就上诉，可是到目前为止，我们还不知道接下来的发展。
People did not say anything bad or against them, but those people bring them to court.
所以人没有去反对他们，可是他们却把人家告上法院。
Wow, this become in the future will become challenge.
这个在未来会越来越多。
So would that be a wake-up call?
那请问这个是一个警钟吗
？The whole world, do we hear this wake-up call?
我们全世界的人都有听见这样的警钟吗
？The end time is coming.
末日要来到了。
We have to be prepared.
我们要好好的准备。
Let's sing him.
我们来唱诗。